It was a packed house at the Dillingham City Hall on a chilly Monday evening as residents voiced their ideas for Dillingham's waterfront property at the harbor. Susan Bell works with the McDowell Group, an Anchorage-based consulting firm the city hired to help with the process.
As we began this project, we were focused on the downtown area of the waterfront. Certainly this community has waterfront access, and we were looking at how we could identify waterfront-related opportunities and constraints that really will impact community and economic development in Dillingham and the region.
The McDowell Group, along with P&D engineers, put together the 20-page overview of harbor activity over the last 2 years. The plan outlines 4 major goals, which include making the waterfront more accessible to the community and make it easier to use the boat harbor and docks. As the floor opened to public comment, residents voiced their desires for future developments and raised concerns about the overall draft. A hot topic was the roughly 600-foot section of the Bingman property at the front of the harbor. Some wanted to use that space for a park. Greg Marks-Miller, a member of the Dillingham City Council, suggested they turn the land into a welcome space.
I'd really like to see us do something that really put ourselves kind of on the map at the beginning of that property, really utilize that to enhance the pride and the interest in our town, and maybe whether it's art or whatever it is, I would hate to see that become leased to somebody that may just put storage on their gear.
Gabe Dunham, with the Alaska Sea Grant, says he would like to see some of the harbor space used for educational purposes.
It aligns with a number of efforts, both K-12 and also university related, that are trying to train the younger generation of commercial fishers in the region.
A major concern about the draft was the lack of input from commercial fishermen. Robert Hayano serves on the Port of Dillingham Advisory Council and fishes in the summer. He believes the plan would look different with more comments from the fishing community.
It's a total chaotic mess in the summer before the fishing period actually gets going. You know, not only you got a huge amount of small boats, 32 footers, you got bigger boats tied up there taking a large area of bulkhead. And actually, in my opinion, they're damaging the bulkhead.
Bell, with the McDowell Group, echoes those concerns. She says much of the feedback they received from fishermen during this summer's fishing season was indirect. But there's still time for fishermen to comment, and attendees said they would help share the draft with them. People were also concerned about dredging efforts at the harbor and any future plans to combat erosion. The city and McDowell Group are targeting a 60-day window to finalize the plan. The estimated cost of the project will be around $50 million over 20 years. The report lists 16 potential sources for state and federal funding. The Dillingham Boat Harbor serves most villages in the region and more than 500 vessels this summer. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.